You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
This is KSL's Religion Today, a weekly look at religion and spirituality here at home and around the world. Now, here's your host, Martin Tanner, on KSL News Radio.
Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. I expected last week to be the final in a series about where the events in the Book of Mormon took place. But I found that I had several emails, one from a great friend, Lane, who I've known for years and years and years, very thoughtful questions about the Hill Cumorah. And if there was a Hill Cumorah in Mesoamerica, in Central America, then why would the one in New York also be called Hill Cumorah? And how would the plates have made it up to upstate New York? So I wanted to give a little bit more detail on that because that's a great question, and it's one that seems to come up often. And so here are some of the salient points on that. First, let's look at the criteria in the Book of Mormon itself for what the Hill Cumorah, or Hill Shem as it was known to the Jaredites, where it was located. And ask yourself, do these descriptions fit with the hill near the Smith family home? In Ether, chapter 9, verse 3, we know that the Hill Shem, or Cumorah, was located near an eastern seacoast. We know it was also near the narrow neck of land. Is there a narrow neck of land around upstate New York? The answer is no. There is in Mesoamerica. If you take a look at the narrow neck of land ideas being by the Hill Shem, take a look at Alma chapter 22, starting in verse 29. You can also look at Mormon chapter 2, verse 29. Mormon chapter 3, verse 5, and there are a whole bunch of them. I've got almost a dozen quotes that talk about the Hill Cumorah being by the narrow neck of land. We also know that the Hill Cumorah was on a plain near a coast. So there's a coastal area, and then there's a plain just a little bit away from the coast, or maybe receding from the coast, up to these mountains where the Hill Cumorah was located. We read about that in Ether chapter 14, verses 12 through 15. We know Hill Cumorah was one day's journey south from a large body of water. We know that from Ether chapter 15, verses 8 through 11. Hill Cumorah was located in an area of many waters, rivers, and fountains. Moroni chapter 6, verse 4 tells us that. Here is a huge one. The Hill Cumorah had a cave large enough for a person to sleep in it and work on plates for several years. Take a look at Ether chapter 13. Starting in verse 13 and going on through verse 22. We also know that according to Moroni chapter 6, verse 4, Hill Cumorah was in an area that was abundant with water and gave a military advantage. I'm not sure if the small, relatively small, Hill Cumorah in upstate New York would give much of a military advantage, at least not with a group that would have exceeded 500,000. After all, just on the Nephite side alone, over 240,000 soldiers died. We also know that Hill Cumorah allowed for an escape route. It must have been large enough so that you could go down one side of it or go around it, and it allowed for an escape into the land south, the southern country. We read about that in Mormon chapter 8, verse 2. It was large enough to provide a view for hundreds of thousands of the bodies that lay dead after the final battle. It's doubtful if that would have been possible for the upstate New York Hill. We read about that in Moroni 6, verses 11. Hill Cumorah in the Book of Mormon was a landmark. Ether chapter 9, verse 3 tells us that. So does Mormon chapter 6, verse 6. The hill near the Smith family farm doesn't really stand out much. It would certainly not be a landmark in that area. It was large enough so that people could camp around it. We learn that in the first 11 verses of Mormon chapter 6. We also know that it was in a volcanic zone susceptible to earthquakes. We read that in 3 Nephi, chapter 8, verses 6 through 23. If you look at all of these requirements from the text of the Book of Mormon itself, it quickly becomes apparent that the upstate New York Hill doesn't really add up to the location where the Book of Mormon describes Cumorah as being. Let's read some more things from the text of the Book of Mormon. In Mormon chapter 4, verse 23, Mormon talks about seeing the Lamanites, that they were about to overthrow the land. Therefore, he went to the hill Shim, which is Cumorah, and he took up all of the records which Amron had hid up unto the Lord. So what he's doing is taking all the plates back to the hill Shim, the hill Cumorah. We read that that's about AD 375 or 380. There is no hill, there is no cave in the upstate New York Hill where all the plates could go back and be hidden. There's just nothing like that. Nor is there a cave where you could work on plates for some period of time. Mormon chapter 6, verse 6 has Mormon saying that he would not suffer the records to fall into the hands of the Lamanites because they would destroy them. And so he hid up all of the records in the hill Cumorah, which had been entrusted to him, except for, the way it says it is, save it were these few plates, which I gave unto my son Moroni, close quote. That does not sound like the hill Cumorah in upstate New York. There aren't any plates in it. How do we know that? There have been LIDAR studies done. In the 1880s, there was a civil engineering firm that drilled all kinds of holes all over the hill Cumorah and other people in upstate New York, and other people also did their very, very best to try to find additional plates there. The hill Cumorah in upstate New York is a drumlin, which means it's a pile of gravel that was pushed down there after the last ice age. There could not be any caves in the hill Cumorah in upstate New York. That just does not work or match up with the descriptions that we find in the Book of Mormon about what the hill Cumorah was like. We read further in Mormon chapter 6, verse 15. Quote, even all my people, save were those 20 and 4 who were with me, and also a few who had escaped into the south countries, and a few who had deserted over the Lamanites, had fallen. And their flesh and bones lay upon the face of the earth. Close quote. So what does that mean? Everyone is dead after the final battle, except Mormon and 24 others. That's in 385 A.D., and then we will soon learn that even those others do not survive. We're going to take a short break. On the other side of that, we'll continue on with our criteria for the Hill Cumorah and how could there be two? We'll discuss that when we get back. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Religion Today with host Martin Tanner continues on KSL News Radio.
And we're back. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. If you have a question or a comment about this particular show, feel free to send me an email to martinstanner@gmail.com. If you have another question about the LDS Church or some other religious question, feel free to send me an email. If I don't know the answer, I will track it down or find somebody who does know it. martinstanner@gmail.com. martinstanner@gmail.com is where to send it. So when we took our break, everyone is dead except for 24. And then we go on just a little bit further, and in Mormon chapter 8, the first few verses, we read, quote, "Now I, Mormon, do finish the record of my father," I, Moroni, do finish the record of my father, Mormon. The Nephites who had escaped into the south country were all hunted down by the Lamanites and destroyed. My father was killed also. After the great battle at Cumorah, I even remain alone. Therefore, I will write and hide up the records in the earth. and whither I go, it mattereth not, close quote. Now notice here, he doesn't say, I'm going to finish the record and put it in the hill Cumorah. It says he's going to hide it up in the earth. And he doesn't care where he goes. He says, it mattereth not. He is going to be led by God. We then read that the final battles were written, the end of the Book of Mormon was written about 421 AD. That is 36 years after the final battles in 385 AD. That 36-year period is plenty of time for Moroni to finish writing the text of the Book of Mormon and to walk the 3,200 or so miles from the Yucatan Peninsula to what is today the Palmyra, New York area. Some may say, well, that's, I don't care how long of a time period is, 3,200 miles, that's too far. Well, no, it's not. Marco Polo and his uncle, for example, walk 30,000 miles, it is estimated, in 10 years. Moroni went way less than that, about 10% of that, and he had three times the amount of time to do it in. The plates would have weighed, according to all those who picked them up, somewhere between 40 and 60 pounds, even if you take the higher end of that. A lot of military packs and also civilian hiking packs weigh more than that. I have a son who was in the Marines for several years on at Camp Pendleton in Southern California, and the packs that they wore were often 90 to 100 pounds. So that's not too much for a pack. The most logical conclusion is that the plates were moved from a location in Central America where there was plenty, where there was plenty of room, bodies of water, a great hill with lookout and with caves in it, and that the plates were moved from that place over the 36-year period to the current location where they were found. They were then found by Joseph Smith. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the other details and about where the actual hill would be. This is an important thing. I'm not sure I've ever actually talked about this. But we read that in Mormon chapter 1, verses 3, and in Mormon chapter 4, verses 23, and in Ether chapter 9, verse 3, there was a Jaredite hill shim. It is probably the Mayan hill that's also called Shim, and it was later called by the Aztecs Sintepec. And it's in the Tuxtla Mountains in southern Veracruz, Mexico. If you go to Mexico City on a map and go due east, the Tuxtla Mountains, where most Latter-day Saint scholars believe the hill Cumorah is located, is due east of Mexico City and a little south, close to the coast. It's about 20, not quite 30 miles from the actual coast. But it's a tall hill, much, much bigger, much, much bigger than the hill next to the Smith family home. The locals there call it Lookout Hill. It's a hill that has quite a high summit, several thousand feet, which would allow you to see an army advance from quite a distance. Interestingly enough, the Sintepec Hill and these mountains in southern Veracruz is called Corn Hill, Lookout Hill, and tradition says that the hill literally grows from the ancestors of the Aztecs and Mayans. In the Book of Mormon, of course, the Jaredites were slaughtered on that hill. We also read in Ether chapter 15, verse 11, that Rama Kumara in Hebrew means high. Rama means height, and Kum means hill, and Or means light. So Kumara would literally mean a high hill of light or a summit. There is a location in the Tuxtla Mountains that's called the Cerro Vigila Summit, and it's probably the Hill Cumorra. It's an enormous hill. It has many caves in it. It is close to waters, which would be like the waters of Ripley Ankum that are also mentioned as being very close to the Hill Cumorra. And it fits all the criteria for the Hill Cumorra. So that's the most likely candidates. LDS scholars actually have a couple of different locations that are possible, but that is probably the leading one. Another comment or two about Book of Mormon locations is in order as well. We read that the River Sidon, the only river that is mentioned in the Book of Mormon, is way up in the south. So the Grijalva River, fits that description. It starts in the high mountains in the south and flows north around the Tuxtla Mountains and off into the ocean. Another point here is that the Tuxtla Mountains are very close to a large volcano, which fits in very, very well with Third Nephi and all of the disruptions that happened. There are no volcanoes, no great disruptions, nothing that even looks close to the things that are nothing that would cause the kinds of geographic disturbances that are mentioned in Third Nephi in connection with the arrival of Jesus in the New World. And so with this kind of a summary, we think we know where a number of things happened. The city of Nephi is probably the Comunal Juyu ruins that are on the western edge of Guatemala City. There are a number of other locations that are likely. If you want kind of a detailed look at where all of the Book of Mormon locations happen, probably the best current thing that is out there is the series of books by Brant Gardner, LDS scholar. I hope this has been useful for you. None of these are absolute certainties. These are all, I believe, highly likely, however. Join me again next week. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.